Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We've decided to make tomorrow the last show. I'm going to move on after that. I know you'll be here beyond that a little bit, but we're very appreciative of the opportunity. We understand the changes with the new lineup. Best of wishes to everybody that's in that new lineup. Congrats to everybody on Craigie coming back, McMonagle, Luke. All the parties involved, congrats to everybody. But tomorrow, just want to get this out of the way now. Yeah. Tomorrow will be the last BT and Sal show on the Fan.
Yeah, and I'm happy you got the first part out of the way. There's a lot of good people here that have been working really hard for a long time trying to climb up. So while it's tough for us, I'm happy for them. Sincerely. Yeah, tomorrow's the last BT and Sal show. I've got the hoodie on today.
I saw. I was going to wear it tomorrow, but now it might be corny if I do.
No, yeah. Listen. You got me this for that Christmas. I think the first Christmas,
first
right?
First Christmas present, yeah.
Oh, man.
Now it's a classic. We're going to have fun, man.
We'll do the show, obviously, but of course the news broke officially yesterday, the company release. And, you know, obviously when Sal and I were on the air a week ago when Marshan broke it, you know, a bit of a tough spot. We plow through it. Certainly appreciate the company trusting us to go on the air and not be reckless, but to be pros, which we will do until the end here. So that's it. Tomorrow, the last one, maybe bust out a baseball card pack.
Definitely.
Maybe get a couple of good guests. And then I will, and I'll get to this later, but I'll do a couple of shows the following week by myself, and then I'm out the door as well in terms of full-time stuff. So that's where we're at. Let's let it loose. Let's have a little fun, and let's finish strong, as you know we will.
And we're not the only people leaving New York. Edwin Diaz, Pete Alonso on their way out as well, and we're still kind of picking up the scraps to that, BT. And after thinking about it a little bit more last night, I still feel measured in my approach. I think the Diaz thing is totally separate. Everybody's going to couple the two together with Diaz and Alonso, and oh my God, everything's caving in on the Mets. Diaz, I do think they botched. But as it pertains to Alonso for a second, my question is, why? You and I, it's probably the number one thing that we've debated in our 2.5 years here. Pete Alonso. Do they want him? Should he stay? What? All those different things. I need to hear why David Stearns, when the Mets have the resources to match or blow away the Orioles. And you know I wanted Pete back. And I've been back and forth over the years as well. But I just wanted that power bat in the lineup behind Juan Soto. I thought it would make them a better team. And I would give him the 6 years, 180. That was my number. Obviously, he got less than that with the 5-155. I need to hear Stearns say why they were not willing to give Pete. We know he wasn't willing to go to that length. Why would be the answer or the question that I have that I need to hear David Stearns
answer. I'd like to get that answer as well. It's impossible to look at this regardless of where you stand on Pete. And you know where I stand on me because you're right. It probably has been topic number one on this show. I mean, I don't even really know what's a close second. I mean, maybe something will pop into my head if I give it more thought, but I think it's the Mets stuff, it's the Pete stuff, it's the chemistry stuff, it's the clubhouse dynamic stuff. I do think that Pete was disrespected without an offer. You know, It's a callous business, just like our business can be callous at times when you're in the entertainment business, the athletic business. It is what it is, right? So I look at this from David's perspective, and I know he's public enemy number one, and everybody's ripping him, and I get it. Let that emotion flow. You're a Mets guy. You're an Alonso guy. You're pissed off. Been 40 years. Understood. This guy comes in who's from here and a Mets fan, takes a wrecking ball to a lot of things that you have been emotionally connected to. So I understand the uproar. But David Stearns' job is not to placate you, the Mets fan. David Stearns' job is to build a championship, which countless men before him have failed to do. So I think what happened, first off, I think there was a fairly early recognition by Stearns, maybe not by Cohen as much, but by Stearns, that the pieces did not fit from a player perspective. And then I think as he became a little bit more embedded and immersed in the day-to-day culture of the Mets being here longer and longer and longer, I think in addition to him finding out the players didn't fit, I think he started to find out that some of the personalities didn't fit.
Maybe. I I'm going to trust Stearns. You know, yesterday I wasn't overreacting. The day before I got on Diaz, whatever. And to me, that's a different situation. But with the Pete stuff, I just don't see, unless there is something deeper there, and I don't believe that that's the case necessarily, because they would have offered him 3 years. So if you're going to offer him 3 years to come back, then that can't be that there's a deeper personality issue. Then you would just say, no, we don't want him, period, end of story. The Yankees didn't offer Devin Williams anything. They didn't want him back. It wasn't like, well, we didn't want him at the price. No, they didn't want him back. Well, whatever, pick a player that teams move on from. Gleyber Torres, same thing with the Yankees a year ago. So that was not the case with the Mets. They brought him back last year. So I don't think it was that. So now let's get to the baseball aspect of it. And you could say, and you've said it many times, well, I don't think he ages well, whatever. Okay, what you can't dispute is that Pete Alonso was posted, plays every single day, and his power has been a proven commodity. I want to know why David Stearns, when he has the resources to bring Pete back if he chooses, why he thinks he can build a better team minus Pete Alonso's bat being in the New York Met lineup every day.
Well, I guess I would answer that kind of with a question that will lead to an eventual answer. I mean, and this two-part question. Did Pete Alonso have a good year last year?
Yes. No,
the obvious answer would be
MVP
yes.
Of the
very
team,
good.
Probably.
Very good. Did Juan Soto, though a little top heavy or a little late to get going, did Juan Soto in totality have a really good year last year? The answer is yes. So you had Pete mashing basically from start to finish, and you had Soto basically by the end of the season getting to the neighborhood of what Juan Soto usually does statistically, and the Mets still stunk.
All right, but
so that's
you...
So I say that because I think in Stearns' mind, and I've always agreed with this part. Now I put Soto apart, obviously, but I think that it's too easy to say, well, if I lost with you, I could try to win with you. I mean, anybody can say that. That's a cute little hallmark saying.
Yeah.
But I really do believe that there's depth there. And it's because it's not 1 year. It's multiple years of evidence. The Nimmo,
fair
the
enough.
Lindor,
I get
the
it,
Alonzo.
But they
it's not working.
They already moved on from Nimmo. I agree. You know, we've talked about changing up the core. What I don't understand is that I feel like Stearns is making his job more difficult, because you could also change up other aspects of the team and improve. You can change the entire rotation. You're already in the process of changing the outfield. You can change the DH spot. You could have also brought Pete back and kept his power in that lineup behind Soto and made your job a little bit easier. Now, there's even more work to do. Forget about World Series.
Yeah.
The team wasn't a playoff team last year, sure. Right now,
they're one of the 10 worst rosters in baseball
okay,
right now.
And that will change, which is why I was measured yesterday. I'm not going to go nuts just to go nuts. I do believe Steve Cohen and Stearns are going to build a ball club that's going to be very capable of making a postseason berth and all that stuff and going on a run. But I they could have done that with Pete back, which is why I it doesn't compute to me. They better have some...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Big moves up their sleeve. And it doesn't sound like Kyle Tucker, but that to me would be, okay, you know what? We were sleeping on him. They went and got Tucker. You move Soto to left. Now you're better in right. You're better in left. And you get a better all-around player in Tucker. But it's going to take that type of move plus a big trade, let's say, with the Brewers or a trade for Skubal. Those are the type of moves. Bellinger doesn't do it for me anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Not as the only move.
No.
It would have been Belly with Pete.
Yeah.
Or
Schwarber or whatever.
Sure, things we've talked about here. You know, I think that I've changed my mind on one thing, not about Pete, and not about having some belief in Stearns, all right? I still believe in him to an extent. To an extent. Probably a little bit more than I don't. But what I think I no longer subscribe to now, and I kind of did even as recently as yesterday, is that I don't necessarily expect some spending spree. Like, I think that, and I heard a lot of it on the station, whether you're a host, whether you're a caller, a lot of stuff on social media. Well, you know, now the Mets are going to go bonkers. I don't know about that. Like, I think in terms of spending spree and just cutting check after check and going after Tucker, going after Bellinger, going after all these pitchers, doing this and doing that. I'm not saying there won't be any trades. I really believe that there's going to be an upgrade or two in the rotation. And I'm starting to think that Stearns is ready to give some of these kids a chance.
Yes,
some of the young kids.
Which is not necessarily the wrong thing.
No, but it's not the wrong thing. And it actually could be the very right thing down the road. But in terms of like expectations and energy and juice for 2026, it might have to be dialed down a lot.
Which is why, and you're right, and we did this on SNY yesterday with guys who are reporting, Will Sam and Andy Martino saying essentially that, well, it could be Vientos and McNeil first. I'm like, about to put my fist through the camera on set. Like, what are we talking about here? But the one thing Cohen and the Mets have done consistently is go after, you know, whether it's Yamamoto, whether it's Soto, they've put the pedal to the metal on younger, high-end players. They're not just throwing money at mid-level players, mm-hmm. or, you know, let's say Framber Valdez or whatever. I'm not calling him mid, but
I got you.
He's not a true ace.
Yeah, 30% of his prime is already gone.
And pitching might be a different story altogether, but I'm just using him as an example. The Mets have done that with Yamamoto, with Soto. It would make sense and fall in line to their thinking if they were to do the same with Kyle Tucker, because he's young enough, he's in the prime of his career, he's a well-rounded player. Point is, if you're going to make a big investment, invest it in the right guy. And Soto was the right guy. Yamamoto was the right way to do that. Tucker would be, okay, well, they're not trying to just spread the money out and get the C, D level players. You're going after the A player and investing in him and then bring in the younger guys around that. I'm not so sure that's going to happen, but if it doesn't, I'm with you. I don't think they're just going to be throwing money at all these free agents to try to build this team.
I know this is not reassuring today, but I think it could be big picture, and this was really the first thing. This is even before the news broke about Pete, because we were still on the Diaz stuff yesterday to start the show. I think it's a good sign. Not the ultimate great sign, but at least a good sign that he didn't deviate. I'm talking about Stearns. Forget about Cohen. From what he was positioning himself to do this offseason. We knew how they felt about Pete last offseason. Only thing that happened was the average went up a little bit, obviously, showed that he could protect Soto, but he didn't get younger, didn't get quicker, didn't become Keith Hernandez at first base. So the Mets' view, Stearns' view, on Pete was never going to radically change when they didn't really want him a year ago. That was a lot of fandom and Cohen, I think, with a little gentle nudge. Hey, get this done. Get this done, and let's see where we go. I think that he's still true to his core principles is a good thing. Those core principles just need to be proven right eventually.
Oh, and they're going to be tested big time, already being tested right now. BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Rob is calling from Merrick, starting us off. What's up, Robbie?
Hey, guys. Just want to first off say best of wishes to you guys in your future endeavors, man. It's been awesome listening to you, and just want to wish you best of luck going forward with everything
Thanks,
you guys are doing.
Thank you, buddy.
No problem. Yeah, and in terms of this, man, Steve Cohen, he is the Gordon Gekko of baseball owners. And to him, the Mets are just Blue Star Airlines, all right? he bought them knowing that the land around it was even more valuable than the team itself, so you can get that casino. And now that it's been all approved and everything like that, he doesn't have to spend so much money on the Mets anymore. You know, he got Soto last year before the casino was approved. So just look at things now before and after the casino, in my opinion, because what I think is that now these guys can use the Mets to finance building and everything like that.
Yeah, Rob, I got to tell you, I don't agree with that thought at all. And thanks for the call there, Rob. But I've heard that a little bit. I heard a couple of callers this morning.
The ultimate skepticism. Come on.
Yeah. Now. And by the way, if there's any franchise in New York that can lead you to skepticism, the Mets are on the top of the list, given the recent, or not the reason, but the history. I don't think that that's the case, because I think what people are failing to do is to understand that there could be two totally separate approaches where and neither one is adversely impacted. Like, Steve Cohen is trying to build a world champion for you. Yeah, he's trying to do it for himself, but he's really trying to the business is for himself. The championship is for you. So I don't think the building of Metropolitan Park, the casinos, it's not the same money. I really disagree with that.
Yeah, I mean, the Mets history would maybe lead you to be skeptical. Since Steve Cohen has taken over, there's been nothing to be skeptical about. You can question the results. You can question some of the decisions, especially earlier on where it was one GM after another. You know, Alderson was running things.
Yep.
Obviously, the results haven't been there. You can't question the effort or the resources that have been invested into not just the big league club, but the entire organization. It's all changed. But one thing that needs to change, and this is the most important thing, are the results. And yet, while the Mets are not accepting subpar results, all the fans want all the players back who were producing the subpar results.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. Which one do you want? Do you want the players that you love that were no good? Or do you want Cohen and Stearns to build you a winner? I want a winner. So as much as I love Alonso and Diaz and Nimmo, 83 wins is unacceptable. That may be a good year in Mets history. It's not good enough for me. Never was, never will be. Matter of fact, the 101-win season in 2022 wasn't good enough with the way that they went out. So I'm tired of watching a losing team. And if that means taking a wrecking ball to it or a blowtorch to it, so be it. Now, they better turn it around. And they know that. Cohen knows it. He's not a fool. He's a brilliant businessman to the tune of billions of dollars. You think he likes what's going on right now with the public backlash? He knows there's more to come. He said it yesterday. Plenty of time this offseason to build a playoff caliber team. It's going to be on Stearns to figure it out. But if I'm Stearns, I'm doing exactly what he's doing. My way. Let me do it my way. Sink or swim, I want to build this team the right way.
Hey, listen, talk about players that we like, right? And we are sad to see go. Hey, I like Julius Randle. I knew they were never winning anything with Julius Randle. I don't know if that's an apples to apples comparison, but it's from the same tree. Like, when certain players leave, you know, it stings. And by the way, Randle's impact on the Knicks, while it was definitely palpable because the Knicks were a doormat, It can't shine the shoes of Pete Alonso.
I don't know.
But Pete was drafted. Home run record. He's been here longer.
But impact-wise, I think you can make a better argument for Randle.
But I also think it's easier to have impact on a basketball team more so than a baseball diamond. The other stuff going on. So, you know, just to say that about the Randle and the Knicks and obviously Pete and the Mets here, but I also think there's going to be a point, like I really, and this is kind of how my thoughts reshaped a little bit, not on Pete, but again, the direction, the trajectory of the 26 Mets, right? I think it's going to take a while to root, because I don't think that we're going to wake up in a day or a week or a month and it's going to be Tucker and Bellinger or Tucker and two stud pitches
or
whatever it might be.
What about,
I don't think Tucker's coming here.
Okay, well,
I don't think they're doing
that. Then that's a problem because I'm not sure if there is the sexy, splashy move. And those are some of the words. I think it was Andy said yesterday that I wouldn't necessarily expect them to just go sexy, splashy. It might have been Will. I forget. We had so many people.
There's not even many sexy names out there at this point.
Well, that's the point. So if it's not Tucker, there's not going to be that sexy splash.
Scooble with a trade.
But, well, yes. But that doesn't mean that they can't build a better team.
I agree.
Like, my dream scenario now, it always starts with Scooble. It can include Tucker and also a trade with Milwaukee for Peralta and McGill. I think the Mets are significantly better if those things happen. But those are big ifs when you're talking about, is Scooble going to be made available? Are the Mets going to be willing to give up what it would take to get him? And I think that they would. Are they going to go after Kyle Tucker? That I'm less certain about. It would make sense, but I'm not sure that they're going to be willing to do that.
I don't even know if Tucker would make sense for the Mets, given the length of contract.
What do you think he's going to get?
Well, that's let's flush through it real fast. Yeah. I mean, when we first talked about it last year, and I was talking about the merits of Tucker as an all-around player, and we had it was loud, it was fun, vintage BT and Sal debate with the Tucker and Soto stuff. And I've soured a little bit on Tucker. And some of the reports about him not loving baseball as much
Sherman,
as that's an issue a little bit.
I don't know if that was a report as now
speculation,
Sherman,
however you want to frame it.
Okay. But it was Joel Sherman who said that he questions how much Kyle Tucker loves baseball.
Yeah.
Obviously he's not just making that.
Well, that's what I can promise that Joel Sherman's not sitting up, watching being on MLB Network, sitting in the green room watching Kyle Tucker play baseball and say, I don't know, he doesn't really look like he likes the game that much. I don't know if I would give this guy $400 million. When somebody like, and you know this, but when somebody like Sherman has that delivers something like that, that's coming from people in clubhouses, former teams, scouts, whatever. So we know that, former teammates. So I'm going to take that as a little more truth than not. But I say that it's a bad contract because when we first had the Soto Tucker thing, we were thinking maybe 14 years. I didn't think that, but some did. Now it's been trimmed to the 11 years, 10-year neighborhood.
Well, it'd be 29 this year.
I wouldn't do it. But it's a bad
contract. You would do 10? I'm sorry.
It's all good. To me, it's a bad contract for the Mets because of Soto, who's worth it for now, for sure, that monstrosity of a contract. And then you want to basically do the same thing in left field put Soto in left and have Tucker in right for 10 or 11 years? I don't think Stearns will do that.
What if it's 8 or 9?
I think Tucker's getting more from somebody. I don't know.
Toronto, maybe?
It could be Toronto.
Right, so you think he gets 10? Maybe the Mets tap out at 10 years?
Yeah, I never thought he was coming to New York. Anytime Tucker came up, I said, Yankees, I don't see it. Mets, I don't see it. I don't see him coming here.
I know, but you love him as a player.
I used to love him. I don't love him like I used to.
He played, now all of a sudden I like him better than I did.
Yeah.
He played hurt last year.
Oh, well, don't get hurt. He's been hurt a few times. Not the first time. That's part of my calculation.
All right, last two seasons.
Yeah.
The three seasons
when
prior
you hurt
to
your
that.
Prime, what's going to happen when you're 33? Look at Stanton.
Yeah, I know, but you can say that for a lot of guys. Look, I wouldn't be giving out.
He plays every day.
I wouldn't be giving out a 10-year contract or, $400, whatever it may be. I'd strongly consider him for 8-9 years. And I'm not sure. Maybe the market's changed. I thought Diaz was going to get 5 for $100. Maybe the market's changed a little bit here with Kyle Tucker. It does seem like the bloom is off the rose from where we were a year ago.
It changed.
Yeah.
Well, if Schwarber got 5, who's a couple years older than Pete, and Pete got 5, who is really good. We know who Pete is. I don't have to restate it. You don't think that Tucker's getting at least 4 more years than that, given his age and given his athleticism?
Let me ask you something. Forget the Soto contract or the Vlad contract.
That's once in a generation. Yeah, nobody's getting that for a long time.
Tucker, to me, is nowhere near that level of star power, whatever. If you were operating a team and you had a stud 29-year-old free agent, how many years would you feel would be wise?
What position does he play?
Kyle Tucker.
So specifically Tucker, not generalities.
29 years old.
You got to keep some speed in the outfield. He's a good defender. Nothing more than that. He's not great. Never was. Never will be. I'd have to look at the rest of my finances. Do I have other big contracts? I would say I'd be comfortable. I would probably go to 9 if I really wanted him. If I'd be comfortable with 8, and I would love 7.
Okay, right. So I was thinking 7, right? Because you look at a player who's going to be 29 years old. So if you have him 7 years, that's through 36. All right, maybe tack on another 37. Because generally, post PED era,
not correct,
guys start to decline. Yeah. 36, 37, 38. That's reality. That's life. That's father time outside of PEDs. So I'm not going to give him 10 years when I know at 39.
I didn't say 10.
I'm not giving him
10. No way.
In general, at 39, you know he's going to be shot.
Yeah.
So the question becomes, okay, probably the sweet spot would be 7.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's the baseline. And then how many other teams are going to be willing to, okay, well, if I'm going to go 7 and I really want them, I'll go to 8. And then some teams are going to drop off. And then is there going to be a team or two that says, well, we really want them, I'll suck it up and go to 9. That's how this particular contract would get out of control. But the good business would be about 7 years. I think you'd feel comfortable with 7 years. And I think that most teams in the marketplace now mm-hmm. operate with some sense as opposed to...
It's changed.
Yeah, all it takes is one.
Yep.
But most teams are operating with some sense, which is why I don't think he's getting 10 years.
It's one thing to get to Lutieville when you try to get Soto. Another thing, you know, it's Lutieville and try to get Tucker... I don't think the market's as robust as it once was. Hey, listen, you want to put me on the spot? You want to give me, you know, you want to give the Mets a chance to flirt with 90 wins and mess around to be a playoff team next year? Go get Bellinger to play left field. Go get the Japanese kid to play first base, who's a good fielder. Go trade for Skubal. Go get Michael King. Let's go. Go to work.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll continue to go to work here with your calls. 888-808-1019, the number to call. Mets and the wreckage that has been the past 2 days.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.